spend a couple of minutes with Patriot head coach Zach Foster. And coach, you know, put together a tremendous season. I think a school record 21 wins, 21-5 entering the ball game today. You've had a sensational year.
Yeah, we feel really good about what we've done so far. You know, the 21 wins is nice. We talk a lot about legacy with these kids, about leaving their mark on the school and on the program. And obviously, if you have a school record for wins, that's a big deal and a big goal to get back to the state tournament. So we feel good about that. And obviously now we'd like to win a couple more games down there.
First time since 2010 that Adams Central has played in the state tournament. You've been here five times now. Have never won a state tournament game. Has that kind of been working on you this week?
Well, it's funny because everybody keeps asking that question. You know, we talked about it when we went to Wayne, actually, for the holiday tournament. We talked about getting to state and winning a game and how nobody's ever done that before for Adams Central, and that was kind of a goal. But really, since the Wayne tournament, we really haven't talked about it until this last week. And obviously, we aren't going down there just to hopefully lose the game. We want to win three of them. And so that would be great for the school and great for these seniors as well.
You guys have been kind of playing all season long with the get-tough attitude, something to prove type of attitude, and it's really paid off for you.
Yeah, and everybody has a different calling card as far as their team, and ours is kind of what you said. I think we're a group of tough kids. We talk a lot about football because you know, our football program is very good, and defensively, that's where we start in basketball, is with our defense, and our football defense was tremendous this year, and I think that mentality, that toughness, that grinded-out attitude really carried over into basketball.
What about your draw? You get the number 5 seed. Seeds really don't make a whole lot of difference in the state tournament. You see the number 4 seed in Wayne today, a team that you saw during that holiday tournament.
Yeah, and you said everybody's good. If you make it to this round, obviously, that's the eight best teams usually, and everybody's good. And as far as Wayne, familiarity, obviously, because we played them, like I said, in the holiday tournament championship. We know them. They know us. And so in some ways, it's kind of like playing a conference game. And just in looking at the tournament as a whole, Coach Rath talked about how weird it is that we've either played or seen in person 5 of the 8 teams in the C1 bracket. And that, again, goes back to the Wayne Holiday tournament that we got into. We really wanted to go to that because it was a 3-day tournament, and we knew the competition would be tremendous. The final 4 from that tournament are all in the state tournament. And so, you know, as far as Wayne, they start with their guards. Jalen Berry is a tremendous point guard. And Grant Anderson's another great guard. The Soden kid inside has started since he was a freshman. Got tremendous coaching. And in a lot of ways, physically, it's kind of like looking in a mirror. They're kind of long and lanky, just like us, and like to do a lot of the same things. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
We took a little bit of a pressure off preparing for the state tournament and preparing for a team you've already seen, hasn't it?
Yeah, and again, as an assistant, I've went to the state tournament 3 years ago or 4 years ago when these guys were freshmen, but it's my first time as a head coach, and I've leaned on Coach Rath quite a bit and his experience, because I think he's went 5 times with Donovan Trumbull and with Clay Center, and he just keeps talking about how unique it is, because almost every time he made it, he was playing teams he didn't know anything about. And so for us, already seeing you know, a lot of the teams that are in the bracket and playing Wayne, the preparation is just very, very different than what it normally is.
Actually, you've played 5 of the teams in the state tournament field during the regular season.
Yeah, we defeated 5 teams during the state tournament. And Coach Rath talked about in his 5 trips to state before, you know, usually you beat 2 or 3 teams in a season that make the tournament. And to beat 5 is just tremendous, because we've beaten Wayne and Gibbon, Kearney Catholic, Harding, Cedar Catholic, and Aurora. And so we feel tremendous, you know, amount of pride about that we think we've played well in the regular season. And we think, even though everybody wants to win them all, I think our 5 losses have taught us a lot as well.
You got a lot of experience on your coaching staff. Coach Rath, you mentioned him. How much are you leaning on him to prepare this team for what you're going to see at the state tournament?
Well, we get asked quite a bit about why we have so many coaches. And, you know, my mentors in coaching, you know, Coach Gavers, Coach Weeks, those guys specifically, Coach Baugh, when I was at Lincoln Northeast and I student taught, always believed in shared leadership, shared ownership, and if you have good people who want to help and make your program better, you'd be crazy not to have them. And so we really think all of our assistants do a great job of helping. But Coach Rath, obviously with 35 years or so of coaching experience, I'd be crazy if I didn't ask him for help and lean on him a little bit. And even Coach Selecto as well. I mean, he's been a head coach. He was our head coach when we went to state the last time. And so I really feel blessed just to have the amount of knowledge and help around me that I do.
What are they telling you? What's it going to take to win a game down there?
Well, the biggest thing, and I've heard this from everybody, I mean, one of the first people I called last week was Coach Bronick. Again, he's a kind of a mentor to me, and he just reiterated the point that I already had thought about, that don't change what you're doing. Don't freak out and try to become somebody else because you're in the state tournament. Do what got you there. And so with us, again, we said it all year that we got to play good defense. We want to run when possible, you know, drive the ball, and just do what we do well and see what happens from there.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Wayne as our pregame show continues after this.
It's deer season. Save all season long with the performance and versatility of the new John Deere 3E, 5D, or 5E series utility tractor. Take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get up to $1,500 off with the purchase of two qualifying implements. Don't wait. Come in today and get your deer season savings. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your John Deere dealer, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
Back with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster, his team in the Boys State Tournament here today, getting set to take on Wayne in this opening round match in Class C1. Wayne, a team that's 22-5. Number one, they got some big kids in there.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, they're very, very similar to us physically. I think they start 6'5", 6'5", 6'3". They have a great athletic point guard. The Barry kid is almost a mirror image physically of Jake. And so it's really interesting just how we match up really, really well with each other. And I think you saw that in the first game we played where nobody really held it, but it was 28-24 because there were not a lot of physical advantages. And it was the third day off the five-day moratorium. We played 3 days in a row, and we played Harding Cedar Catholic the day before, and they'd played an overtime game with Boone. So I think legs probably was a little bit of the low scoring in that game, but a lot of it was just matchups. So we match up perfectly with them and vice versa. So I think we took a lot of things away from each other.
Is this going to be a grind-em-out type of game, you think?
I have no idea. We've talked a lot about that. Coach Rule from Wayne kind of emailed me and laughed and said that the question in Wayne is either team going to get to 30? You know, that's the big question. So we want to run. I mean, everybody thinks we want to hold it. We're not afraid to grind it out. That's kind of our team this year. But we want to run. I think they want to run. And I would not be surprised if it's quite a bit more scoring than last time.
Talk about this Jalen Berry kid, the point guard, the guy who really sets the offense in motion, averaging 12 points per ball game, almost 5 assists per game. He is really the quarterback of the team, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. When you think about a point guard, I mean, he is the epitome of what a point guard should be. He's very, very quick. He's very athletic. He can shoot the three. He can drive it. He very much plays kind of like, you know, Steve Nash did with the Suns a few years ago, where he really wants to create for others. He really looks to drive and penetrate, looking to pass more than score. And so a big thing for us is going to be stopping his penetration.
And you got the 2 6-foot-5 kids inside, the Anderson kid, the Hoskins kid. Are they a very similar type of players?
Really, yes and no. That Anderson's really a two-guard. He doesn't play inside. He's 6'5", but he's not a inside player, really. He's built a lot like Matt and Mark for us, really kind of long and lanky, not very – I don't mean this as a negative. He's not real physical. He's more of a skill guy, kind of plays like Kevin Durant plays, to be honest. He's more of a shooter. He's shooting 45% from the three-point line. So he's a very, very good two-guard. Or the Hoskins kid is a little bit more of an inside guy. He can go inside and outside and shoot it a little bit.
All right, what's going to take for AC to come out here with a win today?
Well, I think number one is we got to control the backboards. Again, we can't give them 3 and 4 shots. We did a good job of that the first time. We're going to have to do another good job of that. We got to really control Barry. I mean, like you said, he's the quarterback. We can't let him have 15 points and 15 assists. We really got to do a good job of keeping him in front of us and guarding him. And then I think I take care of the ball. They've really been pressing a lot recently, running their diamond press. And so I think if we take care of it and we stop the drive and we rebound the ball, I think we'll be in good shape.
You got to feel that both of our teams are different than what we saw back in December.
Oh, definitely. They're a lot better now than what they were, and I'd like to think we are too. I think our bench players and their bench players are better. I mean, those guys get more experience as the year goes on. And, you know, by the time we played up there, we'd played 12 games, both of us, and you'd seen certain things. But by the time you've played 27 and 26 games, I mean, you've pretty much seen everything. I don't think anybody's really going to be surprised by anything the other team does. It's really going to come down to execution and being mentally tough.
All right, Doctor.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. Stick around, starting lineups, and the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Wayne today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of A&A Auto Rental, affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob, he's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln. The Boys State High School basketball tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. The Adams Central Patriots getting set to take on the Blue Devils out of Wayne High School. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. The Adams Central Patriots making their first state tournament appearance since 2010. They're sixth overall. The Patriots come in a mark of 21 wins, 5 losses on the season. The Patriots have won their last 4 games in a row. Adams Central beating Central City in the opening round of the sub-district tournament, 61-23. Then they beat Grand Island Central Catholic to wrap up the sub-district title, 48-24. And they beat Milford in the district championship ball game, winning by 5 at Grand Island Northwest by the score of 71-66. The Patriots have lost all 5 of their state tournament games over their history. They've been here 5 previous years. They've lost in the opening round each time. They're hoping to change that here today against Wayne. Adams Central coming in, averaging 52.8 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 38.5 on the defensive end. They'll see a team today in Wayne that they saw during the great Northeast Nebraska shootout, during the Christmas holiday break. And Adams Central struggled into the ball game and knocked off Wayne by the score of 28-24. Adams Central scored just 4 points in the second half of that ball game and won the contest as they won the championship there in that holiday tournament, 28-24 over Wayne. Wayne coming in, they're making their 27th state tournament appearance this year. They were here last in 2011. Wayne has got some state championships, but it was a long, long time ago. They won the old H division back there in 1919. They won in Class B in 1942, and they won in the Class B division in 1956. Wayne, the state runner-up in Class B in 1944, and also again in 1951. Wayne is a team that is averaging 56.8 points per ball game in offense. They give up 42.2 on the defensive end. Their leading scorer is a big 6-foot, 5-inch forward, a senior, Grant Anderson, averaging 14.7 points per ball game. Then Jalen Berry, one of the better point guards we'll see in the state tournament. He's a 5'10" junior. He is averaging 12.4 points per ball game. So the Adams Central Patriots and the Wayne Blue Devils here today in the opening round of the Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Welcome back. Check the starting lineups as we continue in 1 minute.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln. We'll bring you up to date on what has transpired so far in the state tournament. Class A, it was Omaha Central today beating Papillion La Vista South by the score of 61-41. Millard West has beaten Omaha Benson by the score of 56. Rather, Omaha Benson beating Millard West today 76-56. The other Class A game has been completed. Omaha South over North Platte 52-36. Class B, the results so far, South Sioux City upsetting second-seeded Ralston 55-47. Elkhorn South all over York 80-58. In Class C1, in the ball game just completed, it was Wahoo, the number one seed here in Class C1, destroying Lincoln Christian 55-35. So the winner of this ball game will play the number one ranked and undefeated Wahoo Warriors. That coming up tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Class C2, it was Sutton beating Crompton today 37-24. Sutton will play Hardington Cedar Catholic in the semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Hardington Cedar Catholic beating North Platte St. Pat's today 56-49. Freeman held on today to beat Archbishop Bergen 45-42 in a ball game just completed at Lincoln High. In Class D1, one game has been completed so far. St. Mary's over High Plains 67-56. Two games have been completed in Class D2. Layton over Juanita Palisade 42-37. And it was Spalding Academy downing Wausau by the score of 65-62. We'll give you the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Adams Central Patriots, center head coach Zach Foster, he was an assistant coach for Adams Central the last time the Patriots qualified for the state tournament. That was back in 2010. One of his assistants on the staff, and Tom Slekta, he was the head coach. So they're both back here in 2013 as the Patriots get back to the state tournament here in Class C1. Your starting lineups, Jake Fowler gets a start for Adams Central, a 5'10" and senior. Fowler is averaging 7 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Tyler Kirkegaard is a 6'3" and senior. He's averaging 7.8 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Blake Overmiller is a 6'3" and senior. He's averaging 10 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Jesse Ackerman is 6'3" and senior. Ackerman averaging 5.6 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Matthew Brown is the other starter for Adams Central, a 6'3" and senior. Brown is averaging 11 points and 6.2 rebounds per ball game. For Wayne, they'll go with a starting lineup. It looks like this. Jalen Berry gets the start at the point guard position, a 5'10" junior. He's averaging 12.4 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Ben Hoskins is a 6'5" sophomore, averaging 7.9 points, 5.3 rebounds per game. Jared Anderson is a 6'1" junior. He's averaging 6 points and 2.5 boards per contest. Grant Anderson is a 6'5" senior. He's averaging 14.7 points and 6.9 rebounds per game. Then Brady Soden is the other starter, a 6'2" senior, averaging 9 points and 3.7 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Adams Central is going to be the home team on the scoreboard here this afternoon. They're dressed in their homestanding white uniforms. Wayne, the Blue Devils, going to be dressed in their dark blue uniforms, trimmed in a lighter shade of blue as we get set to go in the Class C1 State High School basketball tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Good to have you aboard with the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. One area team has already picked up a win today. That was Sutton, as the Mustangs didn't play their best game of the season but held on to beat Crompton, pulling away in the fourth quarter. Sutton going on an 11-4 run in the fourth quarter, and they beat Crompton today by a score of 37-24. So Sutton plays in the semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against Hardington down here at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Adams Central and the Wayne Blue Devils, they're in the Class C1 State High School basketball tournament on 1230 KHS as we get sent to go. Adams Central will be shooting to our basket to our left here today. Into the center circle for the Patriots will be Matt Brown. Into the center circle for Wayne will be Grant Anderson. We're set to go. Boys High School basketball from the state tournament in Lincoln. Ball is in the air. Wayne controls the opening tip. These two teams battled to a 28-24 ball game the last time they played up that great Northeastern Nebraska shootout during the Christmas holiday break. Adams Central starts off with that tough man-to-man defense. There's a shot by Berry, left side. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot in the lane. No good. A traveling violation is called, and Grant Anderson, he grabs the ball after the missed shot here from the wing by Jalen Berry, but he's called for the traveling violation in the lane. Now here's where Wayne is going to be tough. Adams Central will bring the ball up against this diamond press. You heard head coach Zach Foster talk about that during the pregame show. Adams Central approaching the offensive zone. Now they race it across the 10-second line. Fowler bounce pass down low. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Brown as he misses the easy one. Rebound is loose. We got a jump ball called. Matt Brown misses the easy shot there just left of the basket. A jump ball is called in the rebound. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket just underway. 7:28 to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Patriots and the Blue Devils here for the Boys State Tournament in Lincoln. Jesse Ackerman will inbound the ball here for Adams Central as he plays it in. Brown has it knocked loose, but it's picked off the baseline by Tyler Kierkegaard. Back out top now to Jake Fowler. Fowler looks at the Adams Central bench as they call the play over there. Where the basketball is over, Miller goes on the wing on the left side to Kierkegaard. Now to Brown, top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Fowler, and the foul is going to be called. That's going to go on to Jalen Berry. Trying to hold Fowler out of there. Jalen Berry picks up his first personal foul. That's the first team foul on Wayne here in the basketball game. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Adams Central playing the ball in. Overmiller gets it in to Kierkegaard. Outside down to Matt Brown. Here's Overmiller behind the screen. Drives it down the lane. Jump pass goes to the far side. Down in the corner. Shot taken by Kierkegaard. Shot's going to be blocked. Picked up by Brown. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Brown. Throws it out there. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Berry as they run her back the other way. Patriots had plenty of chances there on the opening possession, but they come up empty. Still no score. Here's a shot by Anderson from three. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Brown, and the foul is called. Matt Brown ripping the rebound out of there for Adams Central. And a personal foul is going to be called here on backcourt on Wayne with 6:47 to play here in the first quarter. The foul is going to go on Ben Hoskins. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on Wayne. So Adams Central comes back with the ball, still looking for the first points of the ball game. Overmiller approaching the 10-second line. Overmiller throws it over here to Fowler, brings it into the offensive zone, down in the corner to Kierkegaard. Inside down to Ackerman. His shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is called. Ackerman going for the hole there, and he is fouling the play. So Ackerman now goes to the free throw line. The personal foul is called on Grant Anderson. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Blue Devils. So now going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman's a 67% foul shooter on the season for the Patriots, and his first shot is up there. It is good. Jesse Ackerman gets the Patriots on the scoreboard, 1-0. Adams Central hitting 62% of their free throws this year. 42% from the field and 26% from three-point territory. 1-0, the Patriots have the lead. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the mark. It is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Wayne. Ben Hoskins grabs the rebound in the paint. Gets it out here to Jalen Berry. And here come the Blue Devils into the offensive zone. Adams Central with a 1-0 lead here in the Boys State Tournament in Lincoln. Bounce pass comes across the top to Grant Anderson. To the wing, Berry throws up a three. Bingo. Jalen Berry knocks down a three-pointer from the wing on the left side. That's now a 3-1 ball game. Wayne has got the lead. 6:10 remaining here in the first quarter. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball to the far sideline. Kierkegaard now to Fowler. He cranks up a three-pointer. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes to Ben Hoskins. Hoskins has got the ball for Wayne. He flips it away to Jalen Berry. Left-handed dribble waist high as he brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense on the wing. Jared Anderson brings it back to Berry on the left wing. Top of the key. That's a Stoden with the ball. Brady Stoden trying to get away on the dribble. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Berry. Now on the wing to Grant Anderson. Spins left side of the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. They get it down there to Stoden again. Brady Stoden takes the ball into the paint. Throws up an off-balance shot. Good. Brady Stoden in the lane. A little right hook shot there in the paint. He's got 2 points. And Wayne goes out on top by a score of 5-1 over the Patriots here in this ball game. Adams Central in backcourt with the ball. Overmiller jump pass across the 10-second line to take it to the far sideline to Kierkegaard, who sends it inside to Brown. He draws the personal foul inside. It's going to go on to Jalen Berry. That's going to be his second personal foul. So the quarterback of the team, Jalen Berry, is in some foul trouble as he's got 2 fouls here. And we have not yet played 3 minutes in the ballgame. Wayne Hochstein is going to come into the ballgame now. For Wayne, he averages 1 point per ball game. Berry goes to the bench. He averages 12.4. 5:18 to play here in the first quarter. 5-1 is the score. Wayne has got the lead. Here's Fowler with the ball outside to Ackerman. Ackerman trying to drive it inside, tries to shove away, but can't do it. Comes out here to Jake Fowler now. Jake Fowler brings it to the near sideline. Jake drives the ball toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he draws the personal foul. And now Jake Fowler will go to the free throw line for the Patriots. That foul is going to be called on Grant Anderson. That's going to be his second personal foul. So Anderson with two, Jalen Berry with two. That's two out of their five starters. Now going to the free throw line will be Fowler for Adams Central. He's a 69% foul shooter. Shot is up there. It's good. Adams Central with a couple of free throws so far in the ball game. Here comes Luke Rethwich into the ball game now for Wayne. Going out is going to be Anderson. Jake Fowler goes back to the stripe here. 5-2 is the score. Patriots are down by three early. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down here to Hoskins. Hoskins with the rebound. As he gets things away down the far sideline, here comes Wayne on the break now. Gets away with a traveling violation. Now the scramble is on as the ball is knocked loose. It's picked up here by Jared Anderson. Takes it down to the baseline. The shot is up there. No good, but the foul is called. Ball is picked up there. Lane Hochstein drives into the hole. And he is going to be fouled into play here. So Lane Hochstein now goes to the free throw line. Personal foul is whistled there on Adams Central. Marcus Brown, who just checked into the ball game, picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be no good. Hochstein misses on the free throw. 6-2 is the score. Wayne has got the lead early in this basketball game from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln here today. 4:49 to play in the first quarter. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be short by Hochstein. The rebound is loose, and a foul is going to be called. Hitting the deck over there was Hoskins, and Adams Central is going to be guilty of a foul. So the Patriots going to be guilty of another foul here. Checking back in the ball game is going to be Matt Brown. Going out is going to be Mark Brown. The foul is going to go on Mark. That's going to be his second non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Wayne playing the ball in deep in the corner. Jared Anderson for three. His shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's Derek Shuck, who's into the ball game, grabs the rebound. Patriots are down early, 5-2. Brown drives the baseline toward the goal. Dishes off underneath the basket. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted down there by Rethwish. That's going to be the first turnover on the Patriots here in the ballgame. 5-2. Wayne has got the lead. 4:29 to play. Here in the first quarter from the Pershing Center. Rethwish with the ball. Bounce pass goes over to Soden. Free throw line extended right side. Ray Soden takes it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass down on the baseline on the left side as they return her back inside to Soden. He works on the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Chuck grabs the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Blake Overmiller. Here come the Patriots up the floor. Brown has got it. Hops in the lane. He goes for the basket. Traveling violation on Brown. Second turnover on Adams Central in the ballgame. 4:02 to play here in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. Here in the ballgame now, Levi Cermak for the Patriots. Cermak comes in. Also checking back in is going to be Tyler Kierkegaard for AC. 4:02 to play in the first quarter. Wayne has got the lead over Adams Central. It's 5-2. Now the Patriots applying some pressure here in backcourt. There's a Jalen Berry who's back into the ballgame for Wayne. He will play with a couple of personal fouls. Jalen Berry crosses the ball into the offensive scoring zone. And now backs up and directs some traffic out here. Jalen Berry on the pass comes over here to a Hochstein who's back into the ballgame. Now to Hoskins. Hoskins free throw line extended left side. A pass out on top now to Soden. Soden brings her out here to Jalen Berry behind the screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Jalen Berry still on the dribble there. Berry right side of the lane. Stops. Gets the ball into the hands of Rethwich. Now back outside to Berry. Top of the key. Good defense here by Adams Central. Berry brings it back out into three-point territory to Hochstein. Hochstein out near the 10-second line. Now drives the ball against Derek Schock down in the corner. That's a Soden with the ball. Soden dribbles around. Picks it up on the elbow right side of the lane. Back out to Jalen Berry. Top of the key. Jalen Berry moves to his left. Bounce pass back to Soden. Great defense here by Adams Central. Down to 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. From the corner, Berry for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound, Shuck. Derek Shuck with a rebound for the Patriots. Gets into the hands now of Blake Overmiller. Long pass down to Florida Cermak. Kicks her back out here in the wing. Derek Shuck with the ball. Cross-court pass to Fowler. Fowler holds it inside down to Cermak. Levi puts it up there. Shot to be blocked down. Blocked down by Hoskins, and the ball is recovered by Wayne. Coming back the other way is Hochstein. Hochstein in the offensive zone on the far sideline. Rethwich has got it. Out to a Soden now. Brady Soden brings it back right in front of the Adams Central bench. Over there is Jalen Berry. Bounce pass down low. Brady Soden has got the ball. Entry pass off of the fingertips of Hochstein out of bounds. It's going to be last touch there by Adams Central as the Tyler Kierkegaard pokes the ball away there. It's going to be Wayne inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2:26 to play in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. Wayne has got the lead. There's Hochstein inbounding the ball from the corner. Berry, an outbounds three. His shot's way off of the mark. No good on air ball. Rebound comes down to Brown. Running back the other way to Fowler. Fowler down the lane. Scoop shot is blocked out of bounds. Coming back from behind, Ben Hoskins. As the Fowler goes up with a shot, Hoskins slaps it out of his hands, out of bounds. AC will play things in. There comes Garrett Sittner into the ball game now for Adams Central, and going out is going to be Tyler Kierkegaard. So Sittner into the ball game now for the Patriots. He's just a 6-foot freshman, seeing some playing time here in the state tournament. He's got the ball down in the corner. Sittner comes out into 3-point territory. Gets it to Jake Fowler, who calls the play out here as we approach the 2-minute mark here in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. Wayne has got the lead. Fowler has got the ball. Two-handed pass over to Sittner for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Garrett Sittner. There is a 3-pointer from out in front of the Wayne bench. That's now a 5-5 ball game. I think I said it was a 6-2 earlier. They've made a correction on the scoreboard. 5-5 is the score. Wayne and Adams Central now tied up after the 3-pointer by Sittner. Driving down the lane is Hochstein. He puts it up high off the glass. It's no good, but he has fouled in the play. As he goes tumbling out of bounds, and the foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Wayne is going to be Lane Hochstein. Hochstein is averaging 1 point per ball game. He's 0-2 from the free throw line so far in this ball game. And now he's 0-3 as he misses this one. He'll get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. A minute and 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. High school basketball coverage today brought to you in part by Gary Michael's Clothiers of Hastings, carrying the largest selection of fine menswear from here to Denver. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good, so he's missed four here in the first quarter. Rebound comes down to Adams Central, and now the Patriots have a chance to grab their first lead of the ball game here in this one. We're tied up at 5 points apiece. We're down to 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Jake Fowler has got the ball. Fowler stomps out here in three-point territory, 25 feet away from the basket. Backdoor cut. As they get her down, the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds, trying to take it down there to Kierkegaard. And the ball deflected out of bounds by Jared Anderson of Wayne. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Now with a minute and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Patriots will inbound down here. Looking to get it into Brown. Hops in the lane, puts it up there right-handed. A shot short. Ball is tapped to the corner. It goes out of bounds. And they will give the ball into the Blue Devils. State tournament coverage today here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you by Crossroads Ford at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at crossroads-ford.com. Adams Central and Wayne here in the opening round of the Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. One area team has already picked up a win today. That was Sutton. They beat Crofton in a 9 o'clock ball game, 37-24. That in Class C2 today. We're tied up at 5 points apiece here. A minute and 5 seconds to play in the first quarter as Wayne has got the ball. Shooting to our basket to our left. Jalen Berry inside the three-point arc now. Gives her up now to Ben Hoskins. Back down to Berry down in the corner. Jalen Berry looking. Now puts it on the floor and dribbles. Berry drives the ball against Overmiller. The ball tipped loose. It is loose and finally picked up by Overmiller. Second turnover on Wayne in the ball game. Overmiller gets the ball to Brown. Brown back outside to Overmiller. Dribble penetration. He stopped there. Two-handed pass out on top. That's Ackerman. Traveling violation. Ackerman trying to angle in from the left wing toward the goals. Whistle for the traveling violation. That is three turnovers now at Adams Central here in the first quarter. Patriots average 12 per ball game. We're tied up at 5 points apiece. Another low-scoring affair here. Again, it was a 28-24 ball game when they played during the Christmas holidays. There's Jalen Berry back outside. Anderson thought about the three, sends it down in the corner of the right side to Rethorst. Back out to Jalen Berry. Berry now to Rethwich over there. Rethwich dribbling with the ball. Now to Brady Soden, to Hoskins. We'll see if they play for the final shot. They are as they drive the ball into the hole. There's a shot up and in. Jared Anderson scores. Adams Central has a final shot. Here comes Jake Fowler back the other way. Fowler stops in three-point territory. Over to Kierkegaard for three. It's an air ball. That's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books in the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. The score after one, it is Wayne 7, Adams Central 5.
Pay less and get more at the Budget Lot of Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2005 Ford Escape, front-wheel drive, limited, $9,000. 2009 Chrysler PT Cruiser, $8,500. 2007 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, $6,900. 2001 Ford Ranger 4x4 XLT Super Cab, $6,900. 2000 Olds Intrigue four-door GL, $4,900. They will deal and they take trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's the Budget Lot of Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Students, prom is almost here. You know what that means, right? Time to man up and ask her to go with you. It also means you'll need to be looking your best. And Gary Michaels Clothers in Hastings would like to help. Just head over to Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings next Thursday, March 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the pizza prom party. Eat some pizza, get fitted for your tux, and receive $10 off your tux rental. So let's recap. Get date, get tux, free pizza. March 14th, Gary Michaels Clothers, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 7-5 is the score. Wayne has got a 2-point lead over Adams Central. Another defensive affair is shaping up here today. 7-5 the score, with Wayne with a basketball as all starting off this second quarter of play. There's Jalen Berry with it out near the 10-second line, having problems with the Patriots are attacking out here now to Jared Anderson. Anderson, backdoor cut. They get the ball down there. His shot is up there by Grant Anderson. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Grant Anderson missed the first one. He was right there with a rebound and put it down through the hole. Now 9-5 is the score. Wayne is down to a 4-point lead here in the Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. Jake Fowler with the ball on the wing. Comes out to Overmiller. Blake Overmiller hands her away out here. That's a Fowler with the ball. Jake on the dribble takes it to the left side. Tyler Kierkegaard out to Fowler again. Fowler entry pass to get it inside to Ackerman. Out to Overmiller. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. Out of bounds. Third turnover, fourth turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. Wayne will come back the other way. 7 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Wayne has got the lead 9-5 over the Patriots. The winner will play number one ranked Wahoo tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in the semifinals in Class C1. On the right sideline, Jared Anderson has got the ball. Anderson across the top to Berry. Takes it down on the baseline. Ten-footer is up there. It's short. No good. Rebound comes down to Fowler. Jake Fowler with the ball. Picked up by Berry in backcourt. Fowler gets the ball away. Tyler Kierkegaard hustles into the forecourt. Feeds on the near sideline. Ackerman for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be last touch there by Jared Anderson of Wayne. Down the baseline, so the Patriots will play things in. Here comes Garrett Sittner back into the ball game now. For Adams Central, going out will be Brown. Arapahoe is leading in their ball game after the first quarter over Paxton by a score of 18-11. That in Class D1 at Lincoln North Star. Sittner has got the ball for Adams Central. The Patriots trailing by 4, 9-5. We're in the second quarter. Kierkegaard drives into the hole. His shot is up there. Good. Tyler Kierkegaard gets the field goal for Adams Central. And the Patriots are back to within 2. 9-7 the score. Wayne has got the ball. Here's Jalen Berry. Bounce pass down in the corner. Jared Anderson, he works it into the lane. It's not going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Anderson powering his way to the basket there for Wayne, and he is fouled in a play by Tyler Kierkegaard. That's the first foul on Kierkegaard. Team foul number 4 on the Patriots. Kierkegaard comes out. Here comes Matt Brown back into the ball game for AC. It's going to be Wayne inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They bounce it off of Ackerman, and his shot is up and in. Rethwich scoring there. Ackerman and his back to the inbound man there. Luke Rethwich just knocks it off of his back, grabs the ball, and puts it down through the hole. A good heads-up play there by the Wayne Blue Devils. There's Sittner down in the right corner. His shot for three is way off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Ackerman, and he lays it in. Jesse Ackerman gets the offensive board and the putback. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 11-9 is the score now. Wayne with a 2-point lead. Blue Devils have the ball. There's a Rethwich. Comes over here to Ben Hoskins. Cross-court pass goes over to Jalen Berry. Berry holds it right in front of the Patriot bench. Moves it down in the corner. Driving the baseline is Anderson. Shot off of the window. Good. Jared Anderson scoring there for Wayne. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And again, the Blue Devils have a 4-point lead, 13-9. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Adams Central, 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Wayne 13, Adams Central 9.
Now's the time to come into Godfather's Pizza in Hastings for the Super Specialty Feast. During this limited time offer, customers can get a medium super specialty pizza, a medium one topping pizza, and our new streusel monkey bread, all for only $21.99. What a deal! Let Godfather's Pizza do the cooking for you. Located at 14th and Burlington in Hastings, or call ahead at 461-0386 and we'll have your order waiting. Godfather's Pizza, a pizza you can't refuse.
1230 KHAS.
Midway point of the first quarter down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Lincoln Southeast out on top of Papillion La Vista by a score of 8-7. We got 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in quarter number two at the Pershing Center. Wayne out on top of Adams Central by a score of 13-9. Adams Central has got the ball following a quick timeout there from Zach Foster. Lake over Miller moves it to the far sideline. That's going to be shut. Sent the ball inside. It's going to be mishandled there by Brown. Out of bounds. Turnover at Adams Central. That's their fifth of the ball game. Wayne has got two turnovers so far. Blue Devils will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Now Adams Central will attack right at the 10-second line. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone press now for Adams Central as they pick up the Blue Devils right at the midcourt stripe. Jalen Berry with the ball on the right side. Jalen Berry gets it out to Grant Anderson. Anderson is double-teamed, comes to the near sideline to Hoskins. A rainbow pass to the corner on the right side. Jalen Berry, he's double-teamed. Berry trying to get away. He does. Pass down to Stoughton, down to the corner. He's double-teamed. Sends it back in the opposite corner, left side. His shot is up and in. Grant Anderson buries a three-pointer from the left corner. Grant Anderson now with 5 points in the ballgame. Wayne is out to a 16-9 lead here over the Patriots. Jake Fowler has got the ball out to Overmiller, top of the circle. Overmiller holds it, now puts it on the floor, uses up the dribble, comes across the top to Jake Fowler. There's a pass back to Overmiller. His pass is deflected out of bounds. And his hands out there was Jared Anderson. 16-9 is the score. Wayne has got the lead. Our high school basketball coverage brought to you in part today by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in central Nebraska to serve you. 4:28 to play. In the second quarter, 16-9. There's a shot by Overmiller in the lane. His shot is up and in. Lake Overmiller gets loose and cans a little 10-footer in the paint. 16-11. The Patriots back to within 5 points here. In the second quarter, down to 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here comes Jalen Berry back. Jalen Berry out here in three-point territory. Jalen drives it down the left side of the lane, throws it down in the corner to Anderson. Anderson now on the wing. That's Ben Hoskins out to Stoughton. Down the right side, that's Grant Anderson taking the ball. The hole shot's going to be partially deflected there by Overmiller. Ball is brought down by Derek Scheck. Now to Overmiller. Runs her back the other way. Two on three. Overmiller down the left side of the lane. Spins, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound battled for. And Brady Stoughton grabs the ball here for Wayne. The Blue Devils out-rebounding Adams Central here in this first half of play. Here comes Jalen Berry back the other way. Right-handed dribble pulls up, cranks up a three ball. It's going to be no good. One and done as Adams Central grabs the rebound there. Jake Fowler runs her back the other way for the Patriots. 3.5 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central trailing by five. And there's a traveling violation on Overmiller. Lake Overmiller whistled for the traveling violation. He was on the wing, right side of the lane, going to drive it into the lane. A traveling violation is called on Blake. We're at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. This is the Class C1 State High School basketball tournament today. We've got Giltner coming up tonight on the Breeze, beginning at 7 o'clock. We've got Kennesaw tonight on the Breeze at 8:45, so still plenty of action involving the area teams coming up for you this evening in the evening session of day number one of the state tournament. Here's Wayne with the basketball. Ben Hoskins dribbling with it out top. Now we got a whistle inside. A foul is going to go here on AC. So a foul is going to be called here away from all the action. It's going to go on Derek Shuck. That's going to be his first. And now I think Wayne wants to call a timeout. Yeah, the Blue Devils want to call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play. We are in quarter number two. It's now Wayne 16, Adams Central 11.
Protect your car, truck, camper, boat, and other valuable machinery and equipment with an Astro Building from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Polsky. Strong construction, quality materials, and expert workmanship by local crews, Astro Buildings are adaptive, attractive, and affordable. Call Gene or Colby at 402-756-5881 and get a free quote. They'll help you design an Astro building that will fit all your needs. Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein, Nebraska, and at buysquaredeal.com.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in quarter number two. 16-11 is the score. Wayne is out on top. Two more teams from the Luplat Conference Tournament, Kearney Catholic and Gibbon. They're going to play in the ball games tonight to conclude the Class C1 action. It'll be in the evening session here at Pershing. There's Wayne with the ball following the timeout. Bounce pass goes inside to Grant Anderson. Wheels in the lane. His shot up and in. Grant Anderson scores. He's got 7 points already for Wayne in this ball game. Now it's an 18-11 ball game as the Blue Devils are out on top of the Patriots. There's a shot from the deep left corner. It's up and in. Matt Brown hits the three-pointer there. Matt Brown hits the three-pointer from the deep right corner to make it an 18-14 ball game. There's a shot back the other way. Jared Anderson, his shot in the paint is good. Anderson now has 6 points in the ball game. That makes it a 20-14 ball game. 20-14 in favor of the Wayne Blue Devils. Adam Central back with the ball. They get it inside, back out to a Jake Fowler between the circles. 2:17 to play. Fowler goes to the far sideline to Shuck. Now inside, his shot is up and in. Blake Overmiller. Overmiller now with 4 points in the ball game. 20-16 is the score. It's a 4-point lead for Wayne. Here comes Jalen Berry back with the ball. Waist high dribble back into the offensive zone. Over on the wing, angling into the paint. There's a shot put up there. No good by Jared Anderson, and he's hacked on the arm. A foul is going to go here on Adam Central, and the personal foul is going to go on Shuck. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Derek Shuck. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Adam Central. Going to the free throw line for Wayne is going to be Jared Anderson. He's got 6 points already in the ball game for Wayne. Averages 6 in the season. His first free throw of the day is up there. It's going to be no good. Anderson will get one more into the ball game now for Adams Central. It's going to be Jesse Ackerman. Going out will be Brown. Matt Brown checks out of there. Now coming in for Wayne is going to be Luke Rethwich. And going out for Wayne is going to be Grant Anderson. Going to the free throw line, Jared Anderson for the second and two here for the Blue Devils. The shot is up there, rattles out, no good. Rebound, Adams Central. Overmiller with the rebound as he gets it away to Jake Fowler. Hustles into the forecourt. Tyler Kierkegaard has got the ball. Kierkegaard out on top, down to Overmiller. Overmiller dribbles out here, goes to Tyler Kierkegaard. Directs a little traffic out here in three-point territory. Over on the wing on the left side, that's going to be Fowler. Now he exchanges places with Tyler Kierkegaard. He brings it on the dribble to the right side. Now to Shuck. They reverse the ball. Get it over there on the left wing. Kierkegaard to Shuck. Two-handed pass back over here to Kierkegaard. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. To Shuck, top of the key. Over to Kierkegaard on the far sideline. Now to Fowler. Fowler holds the ball with a minute and 20 seconds to play. Over to Kierkegaard in the wing. Back out to Jake Fowler. Wayne is in a zone defense here. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense. Jake Fowler with the ball. Jake Fowler sends it inside. It's off of the fingertips of Ackerman, out of bounds. Jesse Ackerman losing the ball out of bounds. That's the seventh turnover on the Patriots here in this first half of play. Here comes Brady Soden. He will inbound the ball now for Wayne. Gets it into Jalen Berry, who looks over there, their head coach in Rocky Rule. He brings it back into the offensive zone. Jalen Berry, bounce pass comes over here on the left side. That's going to be Jared Anderson. His shot from 10 rattles out there. No good. The ball tapped around. It is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It's picked up here by Jared Anderson. Anderson down to Hoskins. Back outside. That's Berry with the ball down the lane. The ball's going to be flipped out of his hands, out of bounds. And it's going to be Wayne basketball. Right now, Wayne is just a little bit more aggressive than Adams Central is in his first half of play. They're coming up with all those 50-50 balls here that are loose. Coming into the ball game, Matt Brown going out for Adams Central is going to be Derek Shuck. 41.9 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Wayne is out on top of Adams Central by a score of 20-16. The Blue Devils have led it the entire first half so far, with the exception of the Patriots' first free throw to make it a 1-0 ball game. It's now 20-16. Wayne has got the lead. Here's Ben Hoskins with the ball. Hoskins comes to the near sideline. Grant Anderson, his pass is going to be kicked there, out of bounds. Getting his foot on it was Tyler Kierkegaard of Adams Central, so Wayne will play things in right in front of the scorer's table on the far sideline. We're down to 27.6 seconds to play here in the second quarter. To play things in the backcourt to a Jalen Berry. Wayne will go for the final shot here. Berry brings it back into the offensive zone. Double team. Flips it over here to Grant Anderson. Comes on the near sideline. There's a pass to Soden. Soden dribbles the ball down the lane. Bounce pass goes down low. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hoskins. And the rebound comes down to Adam Central. Fowler's got the ball. His pass is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. And now with 4.4 seconds to play, who's got it? Adam Central will play things in. So the Patriots will play things in with 4.4 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Inbounding the ball. Down there is going to be Sittner, who comes back into the contest. Garrett Sittner, the freshman, will inbound the ball here. 4.4 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Sittner grabs it, plays it in here to Overmiller. Overmiller back to Sittner from the corner. His three-pointers put up there is no good. Rebound Ackerman. He can't go up for the shot. And time expires. That's the end of the first half of play. First half in the books here in the Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament. The score, the Wayne Blue Devils, 20. Adams Central, 16. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
Top of the morning to you. Why not start your day out with a great cup of coffee or a latte from Mountain Mud Espresso, located at Burlington Express or Ampride South in Hastings. And if top of the morning isn't your thing, we're open until 6 p.m. daily. And we don't just sell coffee. Try our chai latte, hot or iced. Frozen drinks, smoothies, extreme smoothies with that extra energy boost. And, of course, the freckled leprechaun for a bit of that Irish luck. Make Mountain Mud Espresso your coffee stop.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today for the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Wayne has got a four-point lead over the Patriots, 20-16 here at the break. Adam Central scored the first point of the ball game to make it 1-0. Wayne comes back and hits a three-pointer from Jalen Berry to grab the lead at 3-1. That's a lead they have not given up since the early portion of this ball game. Adam Central had the score tied at 5 points apiece late in the first quarter. Wayne led 7-5 at the end of one. The Blue Devils got onto a 9-5 lead in the second quarter, also led by 4 points at 13-9, led by seven at 16-9, and at 18-11. And now the Patriots are back to within 4 points here at halftime with a score of 20-16. And just as we thought, the points are at a premium here against a good defensive teams. Wayne is giving up only 42 points per ball game. Adam Central is giving up only 38.5, and right now we're on pace to match those numbers as Wayne has got a four-point lead over Adam Central here at the break. The score is 20-16. We're at halftime at the Pershing Center. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab offers our congratulations to the Adam Central Patriots on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Patriots!
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
The Chicken Coop, one of Central Nebraska's favorite places to eat. Enjoy a peppercorn steak. It's a 12-ounce black Angus top sirloin rubbed with cracked black pepper and served on a bed of creamy peppercorn sauce. The Jack Bourbon Steak, a top sirloin seasoned then seared with the popular Jack sauce. Delicious baby back ribs or wings in Chicken Coop original homemade sweet and spicy flavors. A first-class sports bar that's also an awesome place to eat. So bring your family or meet your friends. The Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today, the Boys State High School basketball tournament on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming today brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more, visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. The scoring in the first half of play, Grant Anderson is leading the way for Wayne. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Anderson has got 1 3-pointer. He's got 2 2-point field goals. He's got 7 points here at the break. Jared Anderson has got 3 field goals for 6. He's 0 out of 2 from the line. 3 points for Jalen Berry today on a 3-pointer. 2 points for Luke Rethridge on a field goal. And Brady Soden has got a field goal for 2. Lane Hochstein has been in the ball game here for Wayne. He is 0 out of 4 from the free throw line. In fact, the Blue Devils are 0 out of 6 for the charity stripe here in the first two quarters. They have turned the ball over 2 times in the ball game. Adams Central has got 7 turnovers here at the break. The Patriots are 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Their leading scorer has been Blake Overmiller. He has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Jesse Ackerman has knocked down a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Garrett Sittner has hit a 3-point field goal for 3 points. Matt Brown, he has got a 3-pointer for 3. Jake Fowler, he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Other than that, nobody else has scored for Adams Central. The Patriots with 16 points on the board through the first two quarters, and they're trailing Wayne by a score of 20-16. We'll get more at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Students, prom is almost here. You know what that means, right? Time to man up and ask her to go with you. It also means you'll need to be looking your best. And Gary Michaels Clothers in Hastings would like to help. Just head over to Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings next Thursday, March 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the pizza prom party. Eat some pizza, get fitted for your tux, and receive $10 off your tux rental. So let's recap. Get date, get tux, free pizza. March 14th, Gary Michaels Clothers, downtown Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
This is day number one of the Boys State High School basketball tournament today on 1230 KHAS. We've got Adams Central trailing Wayne at the break by a score of 20-16. Checking some other action, first of all, here in Class C1 earlier today. In fact, the ball game completed prior to this one. It was number one ranked and undefeated Wahoo rolling past Lincoln Christian today by a score of 55-35. So the winner of this ball game will play Wahoo tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Also in Class C1, the evening games tonight, we'll have Boone Central, Newman Grove playing Kearney Catholic in the 7 o'clock ball game here at Pershing, followed by Gibbon, another Blue Platte Conference team, up against Kimball at 8:45 tonight. We'll have both of those games on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR beginning at about 6:50 tonight. On the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you will get Giltner coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Giltner into the state tournament for the fifth straight year, looking for their third straight championship. The Hornets will open up with second-seeded Why Not at 7 tonight over at Lincoln High. That game will be followed up by a Class D1 matchup between Kennesaw and Burwell. That one going at 8:45 tonight at Lincoln North Star. Both of those games will be on the breeze, actually on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5 coming up tonight. Again, the scores from earlier today in Class A, Omaha Central over Papillion La Vista South, 61-41. Omaha Benson over Millard West, 76-56. In Class B, it was South Sioux City upsetting second-seeded Ralston, 55-47. Elkhorn South rolling past York, 80-58. So mentioned Wahoo, winners over Lincoln Christian today, 55-35. Sutton won earlier this morning over Crofton, 37-24 in Class C2. Hardington, Cedar Catholic over North Platte St. Pat's, 56-49. Freeman today beat Archbishop Bergen by a score of 45-42. In Class D1, it was St. Mary's over High Plains, 67-56. Class D2 action, Layton 42, Juanita Palisade 37. And it was Spalding Academy over Wausau by a score of 65-62. We're at halftime here, Class C1 action. The Adams Central Patriots trying to knock one down today with a trailing over Wayne, 20-16 is our score here at the break. We've got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Top of the morning to you. Why not start your day out with a great cup of coffee or a latte from Mountain Mud Espresso, located at Burlington Express or Ampride South in Hastings. And if top of the morning isn't your thing, we're open until 6 p.m. daily. And we don't just sell coffee. Try our chai latte, hot or iced. Frozen drinks, smoothies, extreme smoothies with that extra energy boost. And, of course, the freckled leprechaun for a bit of that Irish luck. Make Mountain Mud Espresso your coffee stop.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab offers our congratulations to the Adams Central Patriots on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Patriots!
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
1230 KHAS.
Our dealer game is going on here in this time slot around the city of Lincoln in Class A. Lincoln Southeast is leading Papillion La Vista at halftime on a score of 20-19. Class D1 at Lincoln North Star, Arapahoe 21, Paxton 21. Southern Valley is playing Lutheran High Northeast in Class C2 action. That's Lincoln High today. At last check, it was Southern Valley with a lead 19-11. They were in the second quarter, but Southern Valley had gone 12 minutes and 46 seconds without hitting a field goal at last check. As the Lutheran High Northeast has cut the lead down to 19-11, they are late in the second quarter. We are underway now, quarter number three here at the Pershing Center. Adams Central has got the ball. Matt Brown is a little short jumper from the left side of the lane. He's going to be no good. Second half is underway. Wayne has got the lead 20-16 over Adams Central here in an opening round game in Class C1. Blue Devils come back the other direction, shooting our basket to our right here in the second half. Jared Anderson with the ball, drives it down the lane. There's a pass underneath the basket. A shot is up there, no good by Grant Anderson. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's Fowler with the ball. Fowler now to Overmiller to Brown. He drives, shoots and misses the layup. Rebound, Ackerman, a shot, no good, and he's fouling the play. So Ackerman will go to the free throw line now for the Patriots. Again, it was Wayne handling the Patriots on the boards in the first half of play. Personal foul goes on Grant Anderson. That's going to be his third. Lutheran High Northeast has got the lead now over Southern Valley at halftime, 21-11. That's in Class C2. Lutheran High Northeast, 21, Southern Valley, 11. Going to the free throw line, Jesse Ackerman. 3 points in the ball game. Free throw is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Adams Central now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Ackerman is 1 out of 3. He'll have one more. Grant Anderson is going to check out of the ball game now with three personal fouls. Coming in is going to be Luke Rethwich for the Blue Devils. Here's Ackerman back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is going to be short, no good. So Ackerman misses a pair. And the rebound comes down here to Ben Hoskins. Trapped here in backcourt. Finally gets the ball away. Rethwich has got the ball. Now to Jalen Berry. Hustles back the other way. Berry pass to the far sideline. Rethwich has got it down in the corner now to Berry. Berry holds it. Here's a skip pass out to the wing. Right side to Anderson. Anderson drives the ball toward the basket. Runs into Brown. His shot is up there. It's no good. And Brown is going to be guilty of a personal foul. Matt Brown is guilty of his first personal foul here in the ball game. First team foul on the Patriots. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jared Anderson for Wayne. He has got 6 points in the ball game. He's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. 21-16 now. Wayne is led by as many as 7 points here in the ball game. It's 16-9 and 18-11. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. So Ackerman has got her back for Adams Central. The Patriots are trailing in the ball game by a score of 21-16. Here's Tyler Kierkegaard with the ball. Out here in 3 point territory. Now to Jake Fowler. Fowler dribbles to the far sideline, reverses the ball to Overmiller, top of the key, skip pass down in the corner. Kierkegaard gets it inside to Brown, double team, and now we got a foul called. Matt Brown, double team, right side of the lane, down low. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Wayne. That's going to be their second team foul here in the second half. It goes on Jared Anderson. That's going to be his first. Adams Central plays it into Brown. His shot is up there and in. Matt Brown, a quick pass off of the inbound. He scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. And it's now a 21-18 ball game. The Patriots back to within three here in the second half of play from the Pershing Center. Berry with the ball. Berry spins at the elbow, drives it down the left side of the lane. Nice move to the basket. He gets the field goal to go down. Goes around the rim three or four times. Jalen Berry gets his second field goal. He's now got 5 points. 23-18 against a five-point lead. Now we get a timeout called here. Zach Foster calls the timeout. Patriots want to talk things over. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. The score, Wayne 23, Adams Central 18.
Pay less and get more at the Budget Lot of Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2005 Ford Escape, front-wheel drive, limited, $9,000. 2009 Chrysler PT Cruiser, $8,500. 2007 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, $6,900. 2001 Ford Ranger 4x4 XLT Super Cab, $6,900. 2000 Olds Intrigue four-door GL, $4,900. They will deal and they take trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's the Budget Lot of Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Third quarter, 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Adams Central trailing 23-18. Patriots have the ball. Tyler Kierkegaard out here in 3 point territory. Wayne is still hunkered down in this zone defense here. Kierkegaard, bounce pass comes over here to Blake Overmiller. Back out to Kierkegaard. Launches up a three ball. Shot good. Tyler Kierkegaard knocks down a three ball for Adams Central. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are back within two. 23-21 is the score. Adams Central's only lead of the ball game was at 1-0. Jalen Berry with the ball. Jalen Berry gets it out to Jared Anderson. Dribbles into the lane, comes out now to Stoughton at the top of the key. Over on the wing on the left side, returns the ball back out to Anderson at the top of the key, trying to penetrate against Ackerman. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Wayne. That's going to be their third turnover. And now Adams Central with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-pointer at the 5:34 mark of this third quarter. Patriots will play things in here in backcourt. Checking into the ball game, though, for Wayne is going to be Grant Anderson. He'll play with three personal fouls. Luke Rethwich will check out here for the Blue Devils. So Adams Central will play things in, and now Wayne will attack here in backcourt. 23-21 is the score. Wayne has got the lead over Adams Central. There's a pass to the near sideline. Jake Fowler has got the ball. Jake Fowler gets away, takes it down to the baseline, stops there. Fowler bounce pass back up here on the left wing. That's going to be Overmiller. He drives it into the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here, I think, on Ben Hoskins. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number four on Wayne here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Overmiller plays it into Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard, top of the key to Fowler. His pass inside deflected away from Brown. And the ball is picked up here by Wayne. Jared Anderson comes down with a loose ball. Now to Jalen Berry. Inside to Stoughton. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot and scores. Brady Stoughton scoring there for Wayne. That's his second field goal. He's got 4 points. Wayne out on top by four. 25-21. Patriots have the ball. There's Blake Overmiller. Free throw line extended right side. Two-handed pass back out between the rings. That's Fowler down in the corner. Kierkegaard for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes up over the glass out of play. And Wayne will play things in backcourt. High school basketball today brought to you in part by Gary Mako's Clothiers of Hastings, carrying the largest selection of fine menswear from here to Denver. Adams Central now attacking in backcourt at the 4:45 mark of this third quarter. Barely is a double team here on the near sideline. Gets the ball away. Grant Anderson, bounce pass goes inside. That's a Rethwich. He is double teamed. Has to get rid of it. He does. Out on the wing to Anderson. Comes across the top to Berry. Three-pointer good. Jalen Berry knocks down an off-balance three-pointer out here. And just to the left of the lane, there's a turnover on Adams Central. Jared Anderson comes back the other way. Anderson to Berry. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Overmiller loses the ball out of bounds on the rebound. 28-21. Wayne has now got a 7-point lead again. This matches the biggest lead of the ball game for the Blue Devils. Ackerman checks out of the ball game. Here comes Brown back in there. Also checking in for Wayne. It's going to be Hoskins. Going to the bench will be Grant Anderson. So Wayne will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 4:17 to play here in the third quarter. Hoskins has got the ball. They come out here into three-point territory. Rethwich has got it now to Jalen Berry on the far sideline. Jalen Berry moves it on the dribble to the top of the key. Berry drives it toward the goal. Jump pass down in the corner. Three-pointer up there by Anderson is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Berry had it. He lost it. Now he picks it back up, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go out here on Jake Fowler. That's going to be his first. 28-21 is the score. Adams Central down by 7 points. That's going to be team foul number two on the Patriots. Here in the second half, Wayne again will play things in off of the far sideline. End of the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Derek Shuck. Checking out will be Matt Brown. Wayne out on top of AC today, 28-21. There's a Jalen Berry on the dribble, comes over here to Jared Anderson. Anderson picked up over here by Overmiller, gets away as he dribbles behind the screen, sends it back to the far sideline. That's Berry with the ball. Jalen Berry picked up there by Fowler. Berry brings it back out to Jared Anderson. Anderson down to Hoskins. There's Berry again, top of the circle. On the left wing is going to be Soden. He works over there against the Adams Central man-to-man defense. Marcus Brown right in his face. The ball knocked loose, but he picks it back up, and now we got a timeout called. Wayne looks to call a timeout as he's having trouble penetrating the Adams Central defense. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Wayne 28, Adams Central 21.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of A&A Auto Rental. Affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob. He's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Crossroads Ford at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at crossroads-ford.com. 28-21 is the score. Wayne has got the lead over Adams Central. There's Jalen Berry with the ball right in front of us here on the near sideline. Berry gets away from Marcus Brown as he dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Down the left side of the lane, stops, bounce pass down low. Shot no good, but the foul is called. Bounce pass went down low to Luke Rethwich, and a foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. That's going to send Luke to the free-throw line here for Wayne. He'll get two shots here. The foul is going to go on Kierkegaard. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Patriots. So going to the free-throw line will be Luke Rethwich. For Wayne, he has scored on a field goal so far in this ball game. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there no good. Wayne is 1 out of 9 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Coming into the contest now will be Sittner for Adams Central. Also checking back in will be Ackerman. Marcus Brown will come to the bench. Also Blake Overmiller will come to the bench. Rethwich back to the free throw line. 3:15 to play in the third quarter, 28-21. It's a 7-point lead here for Wayne. Rethwich will have another one. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Now, this is the biggest lead of the ball game for Wayne. 8 points with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. It is 29-21. The winner plays number one ranked and top seeded Wahoo tomorrow afternoon at the Bob Devaney Sports Center beginning at 2 o'clock in the semifinals in Class C1. So the Patriots have a lot of wood to chop here. Down by 8 points with 3:15 to play. Now Wayne will attack back here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Fowler. Fowler works against Jared Anderson. Fowler on the dribble, races into the offensive zone. Cuts it down the lane. His acrobatic shot is up there, no good. Bound with a rebound, it's loose on the baseline. It's saved there by Wayne. The Blue Devils have the ball, coming back the other way with an 8-point lead, 29-21. Galen Berry with the ball, looking to penetrate inside. Kicks her back out to Hoskins, top of the key. Hoskins down to Rethwich, down the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Grant Anderson, and the rebound comes down to Marcus Brown for Adams Central. Brown gets it away now to Jake Fowler. Spins away in backcourt. Brings it across the 10-second line. Down in the corner. Sitting there for three. That's way off of the mark. No good. An air ball. And the rebound comes down on the weak side. And now we got him being out of bounds. That's Rethwich. Grabs the ball on the weak side there as the air ball was thrown up by Sittner. But he was stepping out of bounds. And Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 29-21 is the score. Wayne is out on top of Adams Central. Patriots will play things in. Over Miller out here to Kierkegaard for three. Shot is up there. Barely draws iron. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. There's going to be a foul on Adams Central. A rebounding foul here on the Patriots. They're going Matt Brown, I think. That's going to be his second personal foul. Yeah, Matt Brown picks up a foul. His second. Team foul number four on the Patriots. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Patriots are down 29-21, and Wayne has got the ball. There's a pass deflected here on the near sideline, picked up by Jared Anderson. Anderson sends it down in the corner, who returns the pass back out here, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds again by Overmiller. So Wayne will play things in, right in front of the Blue Devils bench on the far sideline here at the Pershing Center. 2:16 to play. Third quarter, Wayne 29, Adams Central 21. Then Hoskins will inbound the ball. They get it in there. Now Hoskins gets it back. They move it down in the corner. Pass comes inside to Hoskins. He puts it up there right-handed. No good. Tip try up and in. Jared Anderson had the offensive possession there. He gets the field goal. He's now got 9 points. Driving back the other way is Overmiller. His shot's good. We'll see if it counts. He was fouling the way in there. So the basket is going to count by Blake Overmiller, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. 31-23 is the score now in favor of Wayne. And Overmiller goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there is good. So a 3-point play by Blake Overmiller. 31-24 is the score now. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the third quarter from the Pershing Center. As Wayne comes back with the basketball, here's Jared Anderson. Anderson goes to the far sideline. They get it to Hoskins. Hoskins down to Soden, back outside. Here's a long-range jumper there by Rethwich. No good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller. Blake Overmiller has got the ball for the Patriots. Adams Central comes back the other way with 1:45 to play here in the third quarter. There's Brown with the ball. Back outside. Overmiller, he drives, and a traveling violation is called. Blake Overmiller is hit with a traveling violation, trying to drive the ball to the hole. That is 10 turnovers on Adams Central there in the ball game. 31-24, Wayne has got the lead. Here comes Levi Cermak into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Jake Fowler. It's going to be Wayne inbounding the ball here in backcourt with Brady Soden. It will get her in to Jalen Berry, and Berry will bring things up against Blake Overmiller. Jalen Berry, a waist-high dribble as he brings it into the forecourt here. Jalen Berry drives the ball against Overmiller. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. With the ball down there is Anderson. He drives the shot, no good, and a foul is called. Jared Anderson moves it from the left corner toward the goal, and he is fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to tack on a couple of more here. Tell you what, Wayne, if they hit their free throws in this ballgame, they would have a comfortable margin here in the second half. Jared Anderson will toe the mark here. The personal foul went on Overmiller. That's going to be his first. Anderson is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line today. That shot is up there and in. He'll get one more. The Wayne lead is back up to 8 points at 32-24. The only lead of the ball game for Adams Central today, 1-0. Other than that, Wayne has really dominated this contest at this point. 32-24 is the score now as Jared Anderson will have one more. Anderson now in double figures. He's got 10 points in the ball game for Wayne. His shot is up there. It's good. He is averaging 6 on the season. He's got 11 so far in the ball game. It's now a 33-24 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Adams Central back with the ball. Overmiller has got it. Overmiller back in their offensive zone here. Overmiller drilling into the ball. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's Derek's shot. Now to Overmiller on the wing. Now to Shuck in the corner. Jump pass goes inside. It's off of the fingertips of Ackerman. Ball goes down to bounce on the near sideline. It's going to be a turnover on AC. Ball came inside Ackerman. The pass was high. Ackerman couldn't climb the ladder to grab it. Goes off of his fingertips here on the near sideline. The 11th turnover on the Patriots here in the basketball game. High school basketball coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout central Nebraska to serve you. 60 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 33-24. Wayne has got the lead. Berry bounce pass. Anderson takes it down on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called an AC. Personal foul here will go on Adams Central. This one goes on Ackerman. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Patriots. So a non-shooting situation down to 53 seconds to play now. Here in the third quarter, Berry plays it into the corner to Rethwich. Dribbles up to the elbow. Jump pass comes outside now to a Molina, who's into the ball game. Down in the left corner, shot is up there. No good by Berry. Rebound comes down to Brown for Adams Central. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Jake Fowler. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Down in the corner, Kierkegaard for 3. It's up there, no good. Rebound, Ackerman. He goes back up. His shot, no good, but he's fouling the play. So Jesse Ackerman will go to the free throw line now for the Adams Central Patriots. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Daniel Molina for Wayne. He just checked in there and picks up his first personal foul. So Ackerman to the free throw line. He's a 67% foul shooter in the season. 1 out of 4 so far today. Shana's up there. That baby barely draws iron. Ackerman will have one more. Here comes Grant Anderson back into the ball game now for the Wayne Blue Devils. Down to 34.6 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter from the Pershing Center. Adams Central trailing in the ball game is Jesse Ackerman. We'll have another free throw. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Grant Anderson, and now he's going to be tied up, and now a foul is called in backcourt. They're going after the loose ball. Anderson had it there for Wayne, and a personal foul is going to be called. That's going to go on the Overmiller of Adams Central. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Patriots. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now and have a 1-1 situation coming up here. Going to the free throw line will be Grant Anderson. 31.8 seconds to play. You're listening to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com and also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Anderson, and the rebound comes to Adams Central. Here's a Jake Fowler with the ball. Comes screaming back the other way. Fowler one hands it down in the corner. Now they bring it back outside. That's Overmiller with the ball. Kierkegaard on the wing. Out to Overmiller out here in three-point territory. Overmiller to the far sideline to Jake Fowler. Fowler puts it out here to Marcus Brown, who's into the ball game. To Blake Overmiller to Kierkegaard. His pass is going to be deflected and brought down here by Rethwich. That's turnover number 12 on Adams Central. Rethwich gets the ball ahead. Now to Berry down in the corner. A pass to the right side of the lane to Anderson. He can't control it. It goes out of bounds. Berry sends a pass down there on the low block right side. Anderson could not control it right along the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. 4 turnovers on Wayne. I've got Adams Central with 12. Adams Central is trailing by 9 in the ball game at 33-24. Patriots struggling to put points on the scoreboard here this afternoon. There's a pass down the near sideline to Fowler. Launches up a shot from half court. It's no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. 3 quarters in the books. Boys High School basketball today. The score, it is Wayne 33, Adams Central 24.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Paxton leading Arapahoe in Class D2, 34-32. Lutheran High Northeast has got a 25-24 lead over Southern Valley. They've got 4:37 to play in Class C2. Last check, Lincoln Southeast had a first quarter lead over Papillion La Vista, 20-19, or that was a halftime score, 20-19, Lincoln Southeast with the lead. Adams Central trailing here at 33-24. There's a pass inside. It's up there. It is no good. Hoskins goes up with a shot, and he's clobbered on the play. So the opening possession here in the fourth quarter goes to Wayne. Hoskins is fouled in the play as he will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Ackerman. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 8 on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Hoskins to the stripe. That's up there. No good. He's now 0 out of 1 from the free throw line, as that's his first miss of the day. He's not scored in the ball game. 33-24. Wayne has got the lead. Next shot is up there. That's going to be short, and the rebound comes out of Adams Central. Overmiller has got the ball. Overmiller to the far sideline, now to Jake Fowler on the wing. Fowler gets it out to Overmiller out here in three-point territory. Holds it against his zone defense to Fowler. A long three. A shot good. Downtown, Fowler throws up a three-pointer from in front of the Adams Central bench. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. We'll see if this ignites the Patriots here. 33-27 is the score. Here's a pass deflected. The scramble is on. It comes to the near side. A timeout's going to be called here. Down in the hardwood, grabbing the ball is Jared Anderson right in front of us here at the Pershing Center. He gets possession of the ball and calls the timeout for Wayne. Another timeout, 7-18 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break. Wayne 33, Adams Central 27.
Now's the time to come into Godfather's Pizza in Hastings for the Super Specialty Feast. During this limited time offer, customers can get a medium Super Specialty Pizza, a medium one-topping pizza, and our new Streusel Monkey Bread, all for only $21.99. What a deal. Let Godfather's Pizza do the cooking for you. Located at 14th and Burlington in Hastings, or call ahead at 461-0386 and we'll have your order waiting. Godfather's Pizza, a pizza you can't refuse.
1230 KHAS.
Papillion La Vista now is the lead over Lincoln Southeast. The score 31-26. 129 seconds to play in quarter number 3 over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 33-27 the score here. Wayne is now leading Adams Central by 6 points. Blue Devils have the ball. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Wayne drove him into the wall. It's going to be intercepted, taken away by Overmiller, and then he falls down on the play, and a tripping violation here. Jared Anderson is hit with the personal foul there for Wayne as Overmiller takes the ball away from him, was heading to the basket. He is tripped from behind by Jared Anderson, so the second foul on Anderson. Non-shooting situation. That's only the 16th foul. As Adams Central plays the ball then. Here's it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Berry, and now we've got a foul called back the other way. Adams Central is trying to catch Wayne off guard there with a quick pass, but it was intercepted. And now the Patriots fouling, coming back the other way. It's going to go on Jake Fowler. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Jalen Berry goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller. Allen pass to the right sideline goes to Jake Fowler. Just by the 7-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. 33-27. Wayne has got the lead, but Adams Central has the ball. Here's Jake Fowler out here in three-point territory. Jake backs around out. Jake Fowler with the ball to the right sideline. Fowler gets it here to Ackerman. Comes across the top to Overmiller. Down in the corner to Kierkegaard. Inside to Matt Brown. Spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there. Good. Matt Brown gets the field goal. He's got 7 points. The Patriots back within 4 points now at 33-29. Wayne has got the ball. Soden, cross-court pass. Left wing, Hoskins dribbles down the lane. Dumps it down low to Anderson. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot no good. He's fouling the play. Knocked down there as Grant Anderson picks himself up off of the seat of his pants here. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Kierkegaard. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line will be Grant Anderson for Wayne. Adams Central has cut the lead down to 4 points. The shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good by Grant Anderson. He's now 0 for 2 from the stripe. Wayne had a 10-point lead back there around the 3-minute mark of the third quarter at 31-21. Since then, the Patriots have gotten back into the ball game. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central, and they lose the ball out of bounds. Ackerman collides down there with Soden. Left side of the basket down to the baseline. It goes trickling out of bounds, and it's going to be Wayne ball. So Anderson misses a couple of free throws, and now the Blue Devils get a possession of the ball here as they will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Wayne 33, Adams Central 29 as they mop up to the left of the basket. Now we're set to go as Jalen Berry will inbound the ball here. They stack the left side of the lane. Berry looks to play things in. He does to the far sideline. Now they come out between the circles. Grant Anderson, a bounce pass over here to Soden. Soden, two-handed pass back to Berry. 25 feet away from the basket. Picked up there by Fowler. Berry dribbling to the ball. Bounce pass comes across the top. That's Anderson. Dribbles the ball down the lane. Running one-hander is up there, in and out, and back in again. Anderson gets the field goal. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, 35-29. Patriots down by six. Just by the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. There's a three-pointer by Ackerman. It's up there, no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by Wayne. Rebounded by Grant Anderson. Gets it away to Jalen Berry. Berry left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Berry drives the ball against Fowler. Jake falls down. Berry still got the ball. Here's a pass left side of the lane. Deflected away by Anderson. Or deflected away from Anderson. The ball is brought down here by Adams Central. That's Kierkegaard down in the right corner. Blake Overmiller jump pass to the far sideline. Ackerman brings it out to Jake Fowler. Fowler brings it back down in the corner. That's Ackerman with the ball. Skip pass out on top. Kierkegaard now to Fowler. Fowler back to Ackerman. Cranks up the three ball. Shot is up there way off of the mark. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. His last touch there by Brown. Matt Brown was the last to touch it on the weak side as Ackerman throws up the air ball from the left side. 35-29 is the score. It's a 6-point lead for Wayne. This has not been one of the better shooting days for Adams Central this season. Here's Berry with the ball. He winds his way between traffic here. Gets away with a palming violation. They sent it inside down on the baseline, and now we got a traveling violation down there. Grant Anderson is whistled for the traveling violation. That's 6 turnovers on Wayne in the ball game. Adams Central has got 12. Into the contest now for the Patriots is going to be Derek Shuck. And going out is going to be Ackerman. 4 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Adams Central 0-5 in state tournament games. This is their sixth appearance at the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Fowler has got the ball. Comes out here to Overmiller. Now to Kierkegaard. Down in the corner, they get it to Shuck. Inside there to Brown. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Tip try by Overmiller. Good. Blake Overmiller now with 4 field goals. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Adams Central back within 4 points again at 35-31. 4:34 to play. Here's Berry with the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Right in front of us, Blake Overmiller picks up his third. Patriots way over the 10-foul limit now in the second half, so all of these fouls will be two-shot situations for Wayne. And going to the free-throw line is going to be Jalen Berry. Berry's got 8 points in the ball game. He'll have a couple of shots right here. Wayne 35, Adams Central 31. The winner gets number one-ranked Wahoo tomorrow. Shot from the free-throw line is up and in by Berry. He will have one more. Jalen Berry will toe the mark here. He averages 12.4 points per ball game. Next shot is up there. That one is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Jake Fowler. Here come the Patriots now, trailing by 5 points in the ball game, 36-31. Fowler gets it to Derek Shuck. Shuck now to Blake Overmiller. Across the top to Shuck. Brings it back to Overmiller. Dribble penetration inside the free throw circle. Hops down the lane. His little short jumper is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hoskins. His pass is going to be deflected. The ball is loose, but it's picked up by Berry. Jalen Berry splits a couple of defenders. Now brings it back 3-on-2. Berry dishes off inside to Hoskins. Shot good. Ben Hoskins now with his first field goal, 38-31. Now the Patriots throw it down the right sideline. A big collision over there in front of the Patriots bench, and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Wayne. Yeah, to go on the Blue Devils. The Wayne fans don't like that one. A big collision right in front of the Adams Central bench. The score is now 38-31 in favor of Wayne. Personal foul goes on Grant Anderson. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Overmiller for Adams Central. That's going to be the seventh team foul now on Wayne. So the Patriots now in the 1-1 situation. Grant Anderson will check out. Now for Wayne. Luke Rethwich comes back into the ball game for the Blue Devils. To the free throw line will be Overmiller. He's got 9 points in the ball game. This will be a 1-1 situation for Blake. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Berry. Berry here on the near sideline. Double team, triple team. Here's a pass that's going to be lost out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Brady Soden. So Wayne turns it over for the seventh time in the ball game. Here comes Garrett Sittner back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Checking out is going to be Overmiller. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 38-31. Wayne has got a 7-point lead over the Patriots here in the opening round of Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament. Fowler has got the ball now to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard sends it out in the corner to Sittner. Back out to Kierkegaard. Entry pass deflected away from Ackerman, and the ball is going to be lost. And then Wayne throws the ball out of bounds. Hoskins came down with the ball. He threw it to the near sideline. Nobody home there for the Blue Devils. And they just commit their 8th turnover of the ball game. Adams Central has got 13. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score of Wayne 38, Adams Central 31.
Protect your car, truck, camper, boat, and other valuable machinery and equipment with an Astro Building from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein. Strong construction, quality materials, and expert workmanship by local crews, Astro Buildings are adaptive, attractive, and affordable. Call Gene or Colby at 402-756-5881 and get a free quote. They'll help you design an Astro Building that will fit all your needs. Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein, Nebraska, and at buysquaredeal.com.
It's deer season. Save all season long with the performance and versatility of the new John Deere 3E, 5D, or 5E Series utility tractor. Take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get up to $1,500 off with the purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Don't wait. Come in today and get your deer season savings. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your John Deere dealer, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central trailing by 7. It is 38-31. Patriots have the ball. Overmiller has got it on the wing. Overmiller drives the ball to the free throw line, gives it up. Now to Shuck, traveling violation. Just a little stutter step out here in 3-point territory. Shuck trying to drive the ball in the hole, gets whistled for the traveling violation. 14 turnovers now at Adams Central in the ball game. Shuck is going to come out, coming back into the ball game now for Adams Central. There's going to be Kierkegaard. Adams Central will attack right at the 10-second line. They need the ball here. We're down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They forced the turnover, but a kicking violation on the Patriots. Adams Central came down with the ball over there on the far sideline, as that was Kierkegaard that came up with it, but a kicking violation is called on AC. Wayne will inbound the ball. Here's Jared Anderson. Jared Anderson comes to Jalen Berry. Jalen Berry is driven with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Now he's going to be fouled in the play. Blake Overmiller picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. Remember, all these fouls will send Wayne to the free throw line for 2 shots as the Patriots are way over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. 3:11 to go. Wayne 38, Adams Central 31. Shot from the line by Barry Good. Now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line by Jalen Berry. He's got 11 points in the ball game, averages 12.4, but he does much more than just score for Wayne, as we've seen today. Next shot is up there. It is good. 40-31, and the Patriots are in trouble now here in this fourth quarter of play as we approach the 3-minute mark. Here's Blake Overmiller with the ball. Overmiller gets it to Jake Fowler. Now to Overmiller. High right side. Overmiller bounce pass down in the corner. That's a Fowler with the ball. He's double teamed. Fowler looking to get rid of it. He does. He gets it inside to Matt Brown. Spins, puts it up there. Shot good. Right in front of the basket. Matt Brown scores for Adams Central. He's got 9 points in the ball game. The Patriots back within 7. 40-33 is the score. 2:42 to play here in the fourth quarter. Jalen Berry with the ball. Jalen Berry on the wing. Moves it down in the corner to Ben Hoskins. Hoskins is double teamed. Hoskins loses the ball out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Hoskins trapped down in the corner on the right side. A double team. He loses control of the ball out of bounds. That's going to be 9 turnovers on Wayne. And the Patriots will get the ball. Hoskins will come out. Into the ball game again will be Grant Anderson. He'll play with 4 personal fouls. Adams Central's got the ball with 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Fourth quarter, 40-33. Wayne has got the lead. Adams Central the ball. Overmiller down in the corner to Fowler. He's doubled up. Comes out here to Overmiller for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound. Ackerman goes back up. His shot good, and he's fouled. Jesse Ackerman got the offensive rebound, and he puts it down through the hole. He's fouling a play. And now Jesse goes to the free throw line. They're trying to tack on one more for the Patriots. AC is back within 5 points now. 40-35. Wayne has got the lead. Ackerman goes to the line. The personal foul is whistled on Brady Soden. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Blue Devils. The shot from the free throw line is short. No good by Ackerman. Ackerman now 1 out of 7 from the free throw line. Jalen Berry has got the ball back the other way now for Wayne as they run into the forecourt. Nice pass underneath. The shot is up and in. Jared Anderson breaking loose from that Adams Central defense and scores easily. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Now 42-35. Adams Central down by 7 again. AC back with the ball in the offensive zone. Wayne is now in a man-to-man defense. Down in the corner, it's going to be Overmiller. Drives the baseline and shots to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Soden. The Patriots not shooting the ball very well here in this basketball game. Here's a Jalen Berry back. He has the basketball tipped away and is picked up by Fowler. He drives, shoots, and scores. Jake Fowler tips the ball away in backcourt, forces a turnover, gets the score. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 42-37. Adams Central back to within 5 points. Patriots attacking all over the place. Berry tight ropes to their sideline. Takes it down in the corner, drives the baseline. Here's a pass back out of the wing. That's Jared Anderson. Anderson to the skip pass to the left wing. Rethwich has got it. He's open for three. Takes the shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound knocked around. Overmiller had it. He lost it. It's picked up here by Soden. Soden has got it for Wayne. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here. It's going to go on Jesse Ackerman. That's going to be his third. The Patriots had a chance there, but Wayne coming down with those crucial offensive boards here. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brady Soden. 42-37 is the score. The Patriots have played from behind the entire way here today. Soden to the free throw line. He's got 4 points. First free throw is up there of the day. That one is going to be no good. Boy, Wayne is having a terrible day from the free throw line. They were 0 out of 6 in the first half, and not much better here in half number 2. 42-37. Wayne has got a 5-point lead. Down to a minute and 11 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So he hits 1 out of 2. Wayne now with a 6-point lead. 43-37. Adams Central has got the ball. There's a Jake Fowler with it now to Blake Overmiller. The Fowler, free throw line extended right side, takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Now to Overmiller in front of the Patriot bench, and a timeout is called here from Zach Foster. Timeout, Adams Central, 58.6 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break. Wayne, 43. Adams Central, 37.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
It's deer season. Save all season long with the performance and versatility of a new John Deere 3E, 5D, or 5E series utility tractor. Take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get up to $1,500 off with the purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Don't wait. Come in today and get your deer season savings. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your John Deere dealer, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
State Tournament basketball coverage brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout central Nebraska to serve you. Southern Valley leading Lutheran High Northeast 34-31 with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in that ball game. 58 seconds to play here. Adams Central trailing Wayne by a score of 43-37. Fowler for three. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Fowler for the rebound in the lane. Is brought down there by Grant Anderson, and he's fouled in the play. Fowler throws up a three that was nowhere close. Anderson grabs the rebound. He's fouled in the play. Now he walked to the other end of the floor for some more free throws. 51.3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 43-37 to score. Wayne has got the lead. That last foul goes on Ackerman. That's going to be his fourth. So to the free throw line is going to be Grant Anderson. His free throw is up there. Good. He's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. 44-37. Adams Central trailing. Here's the next shot by Anderson. It's up there. Good. 45-37. Here comes Fowler running back the other way for Adams Central down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. Yeah, it's going to be Fowler going to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called on Jalen Berry of Wayne. That's going to be his third. So it's going to be Fowler going to the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. Fowler with a three and a two. He is one out of two from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Hits the back iron and gets the backspin down through the hole. 45-38 is the score now. The Patriots down by seven. Fowler's next shot is up there. That one is good. So he cans a couple of free throws. Now the Patriots are down by six. Just a two-possession ball game. And now Adams Central will attack back here. They need to force a turnover down here. Still plenty of time. 45.4 seconds to play. Soden is going to inbound the ball. He gets it into a Berry. He's immediately going to be fouled in the play there by Fowler. Jake Fowler picks up his third personal foul. Now remember, all these fouls will send Wayne to the free throw line. So Jalen Berry, who's 4 out of 5 so far today, will step to the line here. Adams Central is banking on Wayne to continue to struggle from the charity stripe. Berry is not one of those guys that are struggling right now. He'll have two shots. That was 44.1 seconds to play. The shot is up there. That one is no good. No good by Jalen Berry. He'll get another shot here. Overmiller comes back into the ball game. Marcus Brown will check out. 45-39. A two-possession ball game. Patriots trying to pull a rabbit out of their hat here in the final seconds of this ball game. Next shot is up there. It is good by Berry, so he hits one out of two. Here comes Adams Central back the other way. Fowler quickly back in the offensive zone. He drives the ball toward the goal. Jump pass out here to Kierkegaard for three. Shot in there, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out. It is loose. It goes to the far sideline. Kierkegaard grabs the ball. His pass down in the corner to Fowler. Brings it back to Kierkegaard. Now with 28 seconds to play. The Fowler fakes the three. Takes it down in the corner. Launches the three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Ackerman. He has it knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Wahoo, or rather by Wayne coming back the other way. Long pass down the floor to Anderson. Stuffed. Nine seconds to play. Driving to the hole, a shot by Kierkegaard is no good. Rebound comes down to Jalen Berry. That's going to be the ball game. Time expires. Wayne wins the contest over Adams Central, 48-39. So a hard-fought basketball game here. Adams Central, not one of their better games, obviously, and they go to 0-6 now in their state tournament games. They've been here six times. They have never been by in the opening round. As the Patriots drop a hard-fought game today to the Wayne Blue Devils, the final score, Wayne 48, Adams Central 39. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of A&A Auto Rental, affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob. He's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So it's Wayne knocking off Adams Central today in the opening round of the Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament. Final score 48-39. So Wayne will move on to play Wahoo tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the semifinals at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Patriots wrap up their season 21-6. The Patriots had only one lead in the ballgame today. That was at 1-0. Wayne led 7-5 at the end of one quarter, 20-16 at halftime. Wayne got out to a 10-point lead in the third quarter at 31-21. The Patriots chipped away. It was actually a 9-point ball game after three at 33-24. Adams Central got back to within 4 points at 35-31 with about 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Got back to within, 5 points at 42-37. But Wayne getting some shots down the stretch, hit a couple of free throws down the stretch, had a big stuff late in the ball game by Grant Anderson, and Wayne holds off Adams Central today, winning by a score of 48-39. Scoring in the ball game for Adams Central, nobody reaches double figures today. Matt Brown finishes with 9 points. Brown, he had a three-pointer, and he had 3 2-point field goals, so 9 points for him. Blake Overmiller had 9 points on 4 field goals and 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jake Fowler ends up with 8 points, a three-pointer, a two-pointer, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scores for Adams Central, Tyler Kierkegaard, a 3 out of 2. He had 5 points. Jesse Ackerman had a couple of field goals. He was just 1 out of 7 from the free throw line for 5 points. 3 points for Garrett Sittner on a three-pointer in the first half of play. Adams Central just 5 out of 13 from the free throw line today. Unofficially 14 turnovers in the ball game. Wayne was 12 out of 27 from the stripe. They turned the ball over 10 times. Their leading scorers, in fact, a balanced scoring attack. Grant Anderson had 13. Jarrett Anderson, 13. Jalen Berry had 13. The other scorers, Brady Soden had 5. 3 points for Luke Rethwich and 2 points for Ben Hoskins. So Wayne now 23-5 in the season. They'll play in the semifinals in Class C1 against Wahoo tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Patriots' season is over, and they go to 0-6 in the history of the state tournament. The Patriots are now 21-6 as they finish the 2012-2013 season. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Pay less and get more at the budget lot of Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2005 Ford Escape, front-wheel drive, limited, $9,000. 2009 Chrysler PT Cruiser, $8,500. 2007 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, $6,900. 2001 Ford Ranger 4x4 XLT Super Cab, $6,900. 2000 Olds Intrigue four-door GL, $4,900. They will deal and they take trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's the budget lot of Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Students, prom is almost here. You know what that means, right? Time to man up and ask her to go with you. It also means you'll need to be looking your best. And Gary Michaels Clothers in Hastings would like to help. Just head over to Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings next Thursday, March 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the pizza prom party. Eat some pizza, get fitted for your tux, and receive $10 off your tux rental. So let's recap. Get date, get tux, free pizza. March 14th, Gary Michaels Clothers, downtown Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back here at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today, Adams Central loses to Wayne by a score of 48-39. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, kind of a lackluster performance for the Patriots offensively here today as they score 39 points against a very good defensive team from Wayne. Matt Brown, he grabs 9 points in the contest today. Blake Overmiller had 9. 8 points for Jake Fowler. 5 points for Tyler Kierkegaard. Jesse Ackerman had 5 points in the ball game today. Garrett Sittner had 3. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps. The most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game today for Adams Central will be Blake Overmiller. Overmiller with 4 field goals in the ballgame today. One out of two from the free throw line. Come up with a couple of big steals in the second half of play to keep the Patriots close, but all for naught as Adams Central loses today to Wayne in the quarterfinals of the C1 State High School Basketball Tournament. Final score of 48-39. Blake Overmiller, our player of the game today for Adams Central. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Protect your car, truck, camper, boat, and other valuable machinery and equipment with an Astro Building from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein. Strong construction, quality materials, and expert workmanship by local crews, Astro Buildings are adaptive, attractive, and affordable. Call Gene or Colby at 402-756-5881 and get a free quote. They'll help you design an Astro Building that will fit all your needs. Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein, Nebraska, and at buysquaredeal.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
Still waiting for Zach Foster to make his way back out to the floor here at the Pershing Center as Adams Central loses today to Wayne by the score of 48-39. The Patriots' season over now at 21-6. Got a final score in from Class A and the other game going on in the city of Lincoln, and it was Papillion-La Vista knocking off Lincoln Southeast today in Class A by a score of 55-47, a game in the same time slot as this one. Southern Valley has a lead late in the ball game in their contest as they continue to play. We'll get to hopefully a final score here in the next couple of minutes as Southern Valley is trying to hold off Lutheran High Northeast in the ball game going on at Lincoln High School. We'll take our time out. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
Coming up tonight on our network of stations, we'll be back on the breeze here in just a little bit as Giltner will take on Wynot over at Lincoln High. That game tips off at 7 o'clock on the pregame show at about 6:50 or so on the breeze. That game will be followed up by Kennesaw and Burwell tonight from Lincoln North Star. That will tip off at about 8:45, so two more games coming up for you tonight from the boys' state tournament on the breeze. Giltner and Wynot at 7, followed by Kennesaw and Burwell at 8:45 tonight. Wayne knocks off Adams Central today, a final score of 48-39. That'll wrap things up from the Pershing Center here in downtown Lincoln. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.